Representative Brown, are you able to pitch this bill, or should we hold it over for a little bit? Okay, we'll take up testimony on Senate Bill 81, an act to provide for and regulate business trusts.
Mr. Chairman, this will be discussed by Tom Adams, who is here to propose the bill.
Adams.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Tom Adams. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association to present Senate Bill 81 to this committee. We appreciate very much the sponsor's willingness to help us bring this bill forth and to give it a legislative hearing. As you can tell by the packed audience in this room, this bill is rather boring, even though it's somewhat long. It is not something that is new. In fact, if you were to look at Section 122 of the bill, you will see that it repeals an existing statute, Chapter 47-14. Chapter 47-14 is a 1984 version of Senate Bill 81. A business trust is just another thing. Lawyers call them entities. You're familiar with a corporation, with a general partnership, with a limited partnership, with a limited liability company, with a limited liability partnership. They are all statutorily authorized entities. A business trust is just another one. Our current business trust statute, though, is not being used and has not been used with much regularity over the past several years because it is too general and is not sufficiently detailed. We have had members recently become involved in sophisticated acquisitions and refinancings of corporate debt. Their Minneapolis lawyers tried to use our South Dakota business trust statute, but advised the client that the statute left too many questions unanswered. As a result, they were forced to go to Delaware, our business entity competitive state, and they formed their business trust under the laws of the state of Delaware, created confusion, created expense, and created a problem that we don't need. It was suggested to the South Dakota Bankers Standing Committee on Trust that we revise our statute, and that's why we are here. If, in fact, this bill passes, ultimately, the South Dakota Bankers Association will probably take the second step, and that is to have Senate Bill 81 recognized by the Internal Revenue Service as a vehicle which can be used if you need this kind of an entity to help you when you acquire significant property. There are some income tax advantages, ultimately, if you can work a business trust entity into the acquisition scheme. That, simply stated, is what the bill does. We copied, this is not original language, we copied the Delaware statute verbatim, excepting for some issues on fees and South Dakota protocol. We copied Delaware because the Delaware statute has been given IRS clearance, that their statute has been IRS approved. We would hope then the IRS would not see much of a problem in acknowledging this business trust statute also. That, I think, is all the detail that I would care to present at this time. I'll be here if you have questions. The bill has not been opposed. I believe in the Senate there was one senator who voted against it. That's all that I have. There is not any apparent downside to this bill that I'm aware of.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Rather simple, are there any questions of Mr. Adams? Representative Siebert.
Tom, is this basically set up for a existing corporation, a family corporation, that if the majority stockholder would pass away, this business could go into that trust and be regulated out of the trust by a person? Maybe other than the people involved in the business?
If I may.
Go ahead.
I believe the answer is yes, but don't hold me to it. I have practiced law in Peer for a good number of years, and I have never personally used the South Dakota Business Trust Statute. Maybe the correct answer is I don't know, but but it would not preclude such an application if your advisors thought it otherwise appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close the committee public testimony for discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, move to pass.
Brown moves do pass.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Siebert. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Valandra.
Yes, sir. I've heard several times this morning that this bill had no opposition in the Senate. And Representative Peterson used to, when I was a freshman, you know, he used to say, that doesn't matter if it didn't have any. This is the House. And I just like to fire him up again. Thank you.
Any other discussion? A do pass motion is on Senate Bill 81. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka? Radwick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinski?
Aye.
Hanson? Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Knoop?
Aye. Do pass motion passes. The vote is what? 11-0.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Consent motion.
Second.
By Representative Brown, seconded by Nesselhoff. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Committee members, I will inform you that we have been given a reprieve to 10:15. If this poses a problem for your next committees, would you please let me know?